Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
miles above the surface, and then there are those satellites that go up to 20,000, the satellites that carry our signal, for example, that bring the program to the radio stations and to the other facilities that use, you know, when you have the TuneIn, that's what it is, and so many other places. Anyway, that requires satellites. So now comes the story of these very powerful space satellites that can identify whales. And each whale from the markings on the whale. So they're being used to help save critically endangered species like some of these whales. What an interesting technological advance, huh?
They can identify individual whales and their migration patterns, and it's all in an effort to keep them away from ships. And we've been talking before about different cargo ships changing their routes and even taking longer to get from point A to point B just to steer away from where the whales are migrating. And now these satellites that are just powerful enough to, again, even see the individual markings of these whales to identify them, it's astounding.
So, do they tell them? They don't signal the whale to move.
Yeah.
They must be signaling.
There's like a light, and it's like, please stop here. Take a
Yes, right. Yeah. Hold your horses. We'll move around.
Keep the ships away and chart new courses, help prevent collisions or net entanglements.
So I wonder where the information must come from, a satellite to some central gathering point, and then it goes out to wherever these ships are, because the satellites are tracking the ship's movements. The ship, you know, there's no such thing. You can't hide anymore from anything or anybody, whether you're a trucker, if you've got a newer car, you got GPS or Waze or something. Anybody wants to find you, they can find you. Your phones,
Exactly. A lot of different auto insurance apps even have things that can tell how fast you're going by just connecting your phone. And I know Allstate, they used to do, what was it, the Safe Driver or something or other.
Award. They gave you a Safe Driver bonus.
Yeah, so they can actually tell if you are speeding or not.
Yeah, right. I'm not interested in that much technology, frankly. All right, so North Atlantic right whales are individually endangered, some species. There are only 336 of those puppies around, and so this is why this is important. I think it is. It's kind of we want to keep things around like whales. Whales have been a part of the planet like sharks way longer than we have been. The human condition is probably 300,000-400,000 years old, and the whales have been around for millions of years. So now the research, which has been going on for a couple of years, we can give the Canadian Space Agency some kudos for their initiative to explore ways to detect these whales using the powerful satellites. Space technology. Whoopee! Let's hear it for Space Tech. Here's something you will identify with for sure. Many of you, as was the case with me when my children were younger, got frustrated when they didn't do what they were asked to do. I was one of these people because I grew up on the farm. Chores on the farm are part of everyday life. And so if you don't do your chores, you're in a heap of trouble. Well, so today, there are many families who give their children responsibility
And there's a lot of people who do a good job of getting their children to do that, and some are not. So here's the story of one couple aggravated with their children's lack of keeping their rooms tidy. They shared a solution on social media. The mother writes, "My children haven't cleaned their bathroom like they were supposed to. I decided to leave a note under a rag they left on the floor. Let's see if they find it. It's been a week already." Apparently, you know, they weren't having much luck. So there's a photo that they posted with a story about their children. The parents wrote a note that says,
"They're
congratulations.
$50, yeah.
Right. If you're reading this, you got $50. Anyway, here's the catch. The note continues. However many days have passed since the date at the top will be subtracted from the pot. And so there are a lot of people who were looking at this on social media and saying, they not only praising it, but also sharing situations where they posted their events, this kind of thing, with their own families. Here's one note that reads, "Once when we sent our son off to Boy Scout camp, I wrapped a $20 bill around his toothbrush before he left and didn't tell him about it. When he got back, I asked if he found the money. He said, 'What money?'" There you go. "When my son went to camp, he went 1 year for a week. His sister, there was a boys' camp on one side of a pond and a girls' camp on the other side. Megan had gone to the girls' camp, loved it. Brendan went. He, when he got home, when I went to pick him up, he stunk. He wouldn't take a shower. He wouldn't go to the bathroom or into the shower room or any place where someone might see. And I think he was 7, 8 years old at the time."
Mm-hmm.
"It's really, you know, because that's, you know, sometimes they don't like this sort of thing when they're younger. And so I wonder if you want to try this with your children, if they're of age." And I guess of age, at what age should you have responsibility? What do you remember the first time you were given a chore to do by Ma and Pa Kettle there?
I don't remember, because a lot of the chores were a little bit simple. Make your bed, make sure if you have dishes upstairs, bring them down. Don't have too many shoes down by the door. Take your shoes up, kind of stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think any age can have chores. Mac is 2.5 and he has chores. He has to help clean his toys up. If he's playing with something and he wants to move on to something else, we have to clean up the toys that we're currently playing with and then mm-hmm. go to other things. It doesn't happen every time because, again, he's 2.5. But
right.
he does do that. He has a chore of helping if I'm making something and he can help me with that, like cutting up the butter or cracking an egg or something. But, yeah, I think it's just age appropriate, but any age can have chores.
Yeah, I think that's it's responsibility. It's about understanding responsibility as much as anything else and taking responsibility, which if you teach youngsters the value of responsibility, then, you know, that's a good deal.
This season, your coffee orders are getting warmer and your outfits are getting cozier. The world keeps changing, and so does COVID-19. That's why this season's COVID-19 shots have been updated. They're one of the best ways to help protect yourself against COVID-19. You can get a COVID-19 shot at the same visit as a flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC. Talk to your healthcare provider to learn more and schedule at vaccines.gov. And don't forget to get extra cinnamon spice. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership. Plus, not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Protect your engine with Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec is designed for today's engines to dissipate heat and reduce friction and wear. Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $33.99, plus 2 times O Rewards points. Limits apply. Choose Syntec exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts. Sherwin Williams during the 4-day super sale, October 13th through the 16th, and get 40% off paints and stains with prices starting at $26.69. That means 40% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 40% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin Williams store. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details.
All right, 13 plus 4. What's that? Oh, 17 after the hour. I got the 13 in my head because it's Friday the 13th. It's the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen along with, do I say that too quickly? I kind of slurred Doug Steffen. It's Doug Steffen. And Jay Kirshner. The fate of New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez is being more closely scrutinized, I suppose. Maybe his fate is sealed as far as I'm concerned. He's been charged with acting as a foreign agent. This guy has been slimy for years. So the Egyptians have been using him, apparently, for whatever. He was on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. As a matter of fact, he was chairman, Jay, for a number of years. Prosecutors say he's been acting as a foreign agent for Egypt in terms of passing sensitive information. There's a federal grand jury that has been arguing that Menendez has violated what they call a Foreign Agent Registration Act. He's been paid off by the Egyptians. It's kind of embarrassing for the Egyptians.
Yeah.
As much as it is for him.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. So anyway, I've never thought he was any. There's something about him, and I suppose I could be criticized for this. He just looks like he's kind of a worm. He doesn't come across as someone who gives you confidence.
Yeah.
That they're cool when it comes to business dealings or anything like that. And his new wife also is up to her Mickey in this.
Well, we shouldn't judge a book by its cover.
We
shouldn't judge people based on their looks. But in this specific scenario, you are correct.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. All right. So anyway, what he's actually charged with, they got into his safety deposit box and they found $480,000 in cash, envelope, some of the stuff
that was hidden in clothing.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I think Bill Maher had a joke about that on his program last Friday night about where he keeps his cash. There are a lot of jokes certainly that will come out of this, but also he's got supposedly Egyptians paid for his Mercedes-Benz convertible. And she was involved in that car. She struck and killed somebody. And I'm not sure what ever happened with that.
That happened over in Europe, right?
Yeah.
I believe that she was released of all charges because of
who she is.
The phrase I'm forgetting. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Diplomatic immunity.
Uh huh. Yeah. Good. All right. Here is the story of these three who could face assault charges in Boston. Remember that Patriots fan who got punched and died a couple of the three? I think it was the first Patriots game of the season.
Yeah.
In Gillette Stadium. Good. They all should
face. He had a heart attack.
Yeah. Well, basically, they should go to jail for a long time. Disorderly conduct? Yeah, that's putting it mildly.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing they aren't getting manslaughter, but I guess they're not at fault for the heart attack, but assault charges nonetheless.
Yes, they are. No, they are at fault. This guy wouldn't have had a heart attack. He was sitting there watching the game.
But how can you prove that? He would have had a heart attack that day. How can you prove that he would have had a heart attack at some point that day?
I can prove anything. Give me a few minutes and I'll find the way to...
Lawyer Doug.
Yeah, that's right. Right. But the special Lawyer Doug. All right. Where are we? Looks like it's 21 past the hour on Good Day.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Shake it up, baby.
Shake it up, baby.
Must be psychic. First line of that tune. 23 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Friday the 13th. Yep. Not a good day for the Isley Brothers, one of the founding members of this fabulous rhythm and blues. Bruce could. How about I put an L in there someplace? Rhythm and blues. They're described as stalwarts by many people from the music aisle. Isley Brothers. Rudolph Isley passed away at the age of 84 yesterday. There are probably very few people who haven't heard or been influenced, no matter what your age, by the music of the Isley Brothers. I've been a fan ever since they first, I think I played some of their stuff when I was still a disc jockey. It's just something about the way it just got you. That's one of those groups and the music that they came out with. It's like there are three or four groups from that era, like Jay and the Americans. Also, what they were, when you listen to them, you got something from it. And so, anyway,
just how talented they all were.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. All right. So we'll celebrate as we have time here on Good Day, some of the music of the Isley Brothers and Rudolph and what they've come up with. That's our focus here as we get into some social media trending stories about personalities right after this.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizzy. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizzy, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SkyRizzy is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new plan. Nothing is
use if allergic to SkyRizzy. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. With SkyRizzy, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY to learn more.
Oh, my God, what a great song. wrote a lot of the tunes, including this one. I remember seeing them on Soul Train. All right, so I got to check with James and Jay. You both know what Soul Train is?
I am familiar with it. Yeah. I've never seen it, but there are a lot of clips that are used different memes on social media.
I am not familiar with Soul Train.
Okay, well, you'll go spend your weekend listening to some of this stuff.
On it.
The way they harmonized. I was thinking about them and Jackie Wilson, who was another guy that was from this era, the energy that they brought to the music. But the story of this song particularly, this was the early 1960s, This Whole Heart of Mine Is Weak for You. It was a big, during Motown's heyday, this stayed as number one for like 14 weeks in the charts. They really had it, and it's too bad, but these guys are getting older. They started in the 50s. And so during the 60s and the 70s, they were just all over the place, constantly on the radio. And for good reason, because this stuff is good, much as anything else. And then there's, you know, the songs like It's Your Thing, maybe we'll touch on that. I just, when I see these things, you know, it's sort of makes you, I guess, conscious of your age as much as anything else.
Mm-hmm.
They were on Motown for a while, and they went to another label because, you know, they weren't getting what they wanted. Barry Gordy never was great at paying people. These guys knew they had it, so they went to another label. 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You don't have to be a pet psychic. You don't need a special power to interpret what your dog says. I believe any owner, if sufficiently interested, can come to understand how their dog speaks and exactly what they're saying. Learning how to understand the language of dogs, what I refer to as doggy dialogue, can bring your relationship with your pet to new heights. The noises that a dog makes, they're called vocalizations, do not relay worded messages, of course, but they do give us an insight into your dog's emotions. Fido's barking can indicate that he's alert, fearful, or even protective. The sound of the bark reveals much about what's happening. The so-called normal bark shows alertness, but when the pitch becomes high and shrill, your dog is fearful. A deeper, more resounding bark indicates aggression. As a matter of fact, the deeper the bark and the deeper the growl, the more aggression is being shown. You know, if you watch your dog carefully every day, you can really tell their moods by their body language and the way they vocalize. They know yours. It's about time you knew theirs. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Yesterday, Israel advised the United Nations people in the northern Gaza Strip need to leave within 24 hours. The news comes as officials expect the Israeli army to launch a ground assault against the Palestinian terrorist group Hamas. The Israel Defense Forces say it's mobilized about 300,000 reservists near the Gaza border and are continuing large-scale strikes on Hamas targets. The United Nations says it's physically impossible to evacuate that many people without devastating humanitarian consequences. 24 Americans are among the dead from the brutal hands of Hamas, with 14 still missing. Should be noted, a former Hamas boss called for a global jihad today. If you see something, say something. The annular eclipse tomorrow will travel from South Oregon to South Texas. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Good day.
Hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
Hey guys, it's Jen, one in on the action. Call the Doug line right now, 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-DOUG.
But it's better than Friday music. It's your thing. This is your thing, hopefully. A difference every day on the Good Day program. The sound of the Isley Brothers as Rudolph. There's only two Isley Brothers, I think, left. They started, I was talking about this if you were just joining us, the last portion of the last half hour, focusing on some of the music of the Isley Brothers and where they came from. I was telling Jay, they started in church like a lot of these other groups that went to the top did. All the brothers sang in the choir. And yeah, you think about these kids at like 7, 8 years old singing and what that plied into over the course of their life. Very cool. So, yeah, there's a bit of historical music stuff passing. But the music, yeah, you're never going to lose the music because it's, you know, it's forever. Music, it's like a lot of other things. We've been talking a lot this week on Good Day about the old fossils that have been found, but the footprint that was 30,000 years old or something that somebody found down in New Mexico. So now a rare mammal from 180 million years ago has been found in Utah.
Isn't that exciting?
It really is. This is around the early Jurassic period. all people who don't know about the history of anything, they think Jurassic Park is about something that is happening now. The reason it's called Jurassic Park is because during the dinosaur era, it was referred to as the Jurassic period. Anyway, the Park Service says that a national recreation area in Utah, this field crew is out there working, and they found this first, I can't pronounce, who can pronounce the name of most of these, other than my grandson, most of these dinosaurs?
Tritylodontin, bone bed? I got bone bed.
Good for you. Congratulations. This is in the Navajo area, too. The Navajo Indians were. But fossil history is fascinating in that it tells us a lot about the paleontologists know a lot about the history of the Earth. Now, granted, 180 million years sounds like a long time, but it isn't really in the history of the planet. But just think, we can touch something. Imagine touching something that was around 180 million years ago. But then when you think about that, that's what you do with water every day, because the water that we are living with is the same water that was created as the planet was being formed. It's not new water. It's the same water.
Yeah, haven't scientists deemed it? It's old. The water on Earth is older than the sun.
Yeah. How about that map? Well, I don't know about that, because the sun came first. Where'd that come from? Who told you that? You sure?
Well, because it came from other galaxies. Like
The creation of it came. Got it. All right, here's some good news. I don't know whether you think this is good news or not. The Social Security Administration has announced that those of you who are on Social Security, not just older folks, but there are people who are on, what do they call it, Social Security, the young people that are in need, I forget what they call that. It's some kind of Social Security. Disability, that's what it is. Anyway, 3.2%. What does that mean? It means that most people will get an increase of about $50 a month starting in January. All right, so whether that affects you or not, I think the increase this year was quite a bit more than that, but that's because they were trying to collect or bring up to sort of equalize things, as inflation has gotten so high in the last couple of years that people got more money. But a lot of people depend. They don't have any other sources of income. So this is, again, better than having than it being flat. Here are also, this is something to think about. A couple of best friends decided to sign up for their school's robotic team. And they didn't realize that it was going to change their lives. Freshmen in high school, they're now juniors. But these two from your hometown of Cleveland, Jay, had started working with 3D printers to create parts for their robots. And now, because they did that, they figured out how to do it. This is a whole new world of help for people who are amputees. They went to work to find, to help a girl that was a friend of theirs who was hurt in an accident come up with a new arm. And so now they have this new arm, and then they're now able to put what they learned. They figured it out, and they're teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Cuts the cost of how much this really takes.
Right. They made a prototype for this young girl, a 12-year-old girl who lost her arm in an accident. We got her measurements, they said, made prototypes and originals, and they brought the prosthetic to her, and it fit her perfectly. Wow. Man, imagine the future these two have in terms of what this is worth. Who's going to... If some big company will buy it out, but they were smart enough to patent it. Well, they could go to Shark Tank, I suppose. Mr. Wonderful can invest in putting new arms on people. That'd be something. Well, anyway, it just shows you that if you want to expand your mental muscles, you can do it.
Mm-hmm. And you're never too young. You're never too young to help with things.
Nope. All right, here's something that has connected, once again, the Russians to the Ukrainians. The war in Ukraine, for those of you who have forgotten, has been going on almost 2 years. It's in its 21st month right now. So Russia was suspended by the International Olympic Committee for a land grab. This refers to what they did with the Ukrainians. It's a breach of the Olympic Charter to do this sort of thing. They put together, there are regions of the Ukraine where apparently there are a lot of athletes, international athletes and that sort of thing. And so the Russians, because of their aggressiveness, have been tossed as a member. So when is the Olympics in Paris next year, right? I think it's Paris and France.
Yes.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. So anyway, the Russians have been suspended. They did the same thing in 2016 after the annexation of Crimea, which was part of Ukraine. So this is just another way of highlighting what's going on, what these people, the aggressiveness of so many people who get into power. Again, I suppose we could relay that to what's going on in Israel and the Middle East. I saw something last night. Excuse me. Cuomo, who's on News Nation now, does quite a good job. I think all of them do. Dan Matthews and Ashley Banfield. So Cuomo's over there, and he's talking to some guy who's a professor at a college on the West Bank. This guy was the hatred. My God. It just spews out. These people blame Israel for everything. Instead, if you want to blame somebody, blame the United Nations. They were the one who figured this out, the Israelis. There was no Israel. The Israelis didn't figure out where they were going to go. The United Nations did. And so this guy kept interrupting Chris Cuomo, and he kept saying, "You're all wrong. Israel is the aggressor. Israel, you'll all have to pay." This guy's a college professor. What do you suppose he's teaching the youngsters who come along in whatever college he's teaching in? If you saw it, you look at this guy and you, I guess he's kind of the face of terrorism in the way they think. There's no, even rational conversation you can have with these people.
Well, two things can be true at once, though, where the Palestinians were kind of invaded by Israel at one point years ago. But when it comes to what just recently happened with Hamas and then the babies being decapitated, and they are two different things where you can be a Palestinian and feel a certain way and not support Hamas.
There has not been a day since Israel was formed. Hamas goes back about 50 years. This guy was claiming they were duly elected to represent the people of Palestine. That's not true at all.
And some people believe that they are freedom fighters.
Yeah. Well, but then...
That just disregards civilians on all sides. Israelis,
how do you fix that? If it's change, how do you live with it? How do you fix it? I've said this every time I go over there. It's something that will never get fixed because the hatred is so deep-seated and taught at such a young age.
It's been such a hostile region for how long now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow. During our, we have two things, the Talk Radio Countdown show, and then we have the ancillary hour that goes with it, the Talk Radio Review. And during that, we're going to talk to somebody who went over to Israel just on a vacation and happened to get there the day before all of this started. He's back now, and we'll have his conversation. All right, here's the latest from the problem in Idaho that was created by a gas line explosion. How'd you like to live next door or near this? This is Middletown, Idaho. Gas line explodes, and the sheriff there says that he isn't even sure now about injuries and stuff, because it's a very rural area in southwestern Idaho. Town has about 10,000 people that live in it. Everybody was evacuated. And so apparently now it's been lifted. They could go back again. But these explosions happen sometimes. They're never caused by nature.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow or other, something. There was somebody working with a backhoe somewhere. That's happened, or they're getting into the line. But the line, they don't just explode. It happens with the cause. I could be as far away from those sorts of things, right?
That's what terrifies me. And I think that, I don't know if it's all of the states. I know it's New York and LA where apartment complexes or anything that's not a single family standing home is not permitted to have gas stoves, because if somebody forgets to turn it off or starts to light a candle right next to it, like when it's been running and they didn't realize it was running, it can take out so many other units.
I don't know that.
I can't remember where that is. I think it's becoming more widespread, or maybe it was one of those proposal things that hasn't actually taken effect.
Yeah, it could be. All right, here's another attack. Bobcat went after two children and a couple of dogs in Georgia. This is actually a post on Facebook that you can see. Bobcat attacking the children in the area of Milton, Georgia. The two were attacked, a young boy and a young girl. The young girl was 3 years old. Good God. And so this is, you know, again, this is, the people say, well, they're not provoked. Well, you don't understand if you think that they aren't provoked. They aren't looking, well, they're looking for food, much as anything else. They're not necessarily going to go after humans because they're humans. They're going to go after something that smells like it'll be good to eat. And it happened, I don't know, was the bobcat rabid? I'm not sure about that. The two dogs also were with them, and they got attacked by the same animal. Well, I'm going to be careful of, this is a strange era that we're living in. It's 48 after the hour now here on Good Day.
Hi, this is Dr. Brad Schaefer. As a podiatrist, I can tell you no two people's feet are alike, which is why I recommend Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're customized for your feet, so you get a unique solution your feet really need, not just a one-size-fits-all insole. They're clinically proven to provide pain relief for achy feet, knees, lower back, plantar fasciitis, and heels. Take the Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics Assessment in Walmart today, now in the foot care aisle.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the 4-day super sale, October 13th through the 16th, and get 40% off paints and stains with prices starting at $26.69. That means 40% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 40% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Bring smiles to all when shopping online with Dell Technologies Gift Guide. Whether it's for the artist, the entrepreneur, the student, or the streamer, you'll find the perfect gift for everyone on your list. Dell.com/gift guide makes gifting easy with a carefully curated selection of our best tech. Shop now to explore our innovative PCs like the XPS 13 laptop, powered by the latest Intel Core processors, plus this season's top accessories. Visit Dell.com/gift guide today to get a jump on your holiday gift list. That's Dell.com/gift guide.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
After the hour now, Doug's Good Day program with Jay on Friday the 13th. Time for food, farm, and family info that you can take to the bank or take to the store or, more importantly, take it to the farm. That's a good place to start. A question, Jay. Does eating pineapple before you go to bed actually help you sleep better?
Ooh. All right. Nice little get to bed nice and early and sleep through the night hack.
Right. Right. Pineapple hacks, as a matter of fact. This particular video has gotten almost 4 million views. Users raving about the melatonin-boosting properties of pineapple. So if you look at some of the social media input, this lady says eating pineapple before bed helps you fall asleep faster and deeper by increasing the melatonin in your body 240%. Now here's a doctor, head of nutrition at a food company, says there's validity to this. Studies have found that consumption of pineapple does indeed result in higher levels of melatonin, and that's good for your metabolism. It's better than other fruits in this particular... I love pineapple. You eat pineapple?
Yeah, pineapple's good.
Yeah, I usually eat it in the morning, though, when I have all my other fruits. Like today, I have raspberries and blackberries and blueberries, watermelon. Ah, I like watermelon. Although you have to eat it fast, otherwise it spoils. I take the old rinds and I put them out on stuff that I'm growing in the backyard. Yeah. All right, anyway, eggs are also good to have at night to get a good night's rest. Fish, nuts, veggies. So they have hormones in them that'll help you get better rest.
Yes, here kiwis too. Kiwis are a good one that help.
I love kiwi. Yeah, that's great stuff too. All right, so there's a recipe for a good night's rest here on our Food, Farm, and Family Report. Here's a an allergy alert from Betty Lou's. Betty Lou's an Oregon outfit. They have suggested that people who have an allergy or a sensitivity to sesame run the risk of serious reactions if they consume their, what do they call it, stabilized dark chocolate peanut butter?
Yes.
What is
yes,
that?
It's like a sugar. It's good for people who have issues with sugar. It's like a stabilizer, but
oh, yeah?
it's like a nice little dark chocolate peanut butter bar. But I think we're seeing this a lot with the undeclared sesame seeds or sesame oil, because it wasn't considered one of the main allergens that had to be reported on, and now it is, because they realize there are a good amount of people who are allergic to this. So
why are there so many people allergic to so much stuff?
Because we don't have food. We have food-like items.
We're eating machine-made stuff, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Carrie Underwood is a cook. And she likes using food farm-to-table stuff. She's been sharing a series of stories showing that they have, like, pizza night. She and her husband, Mike Fisher, they dub it First Fisher Family Pizza Night. And so here is the bowls filled with, from beginning to end, it looks like balls of dough. She shares the first pizza night with the slides pictures. The table has lots of fresh herbs and veggies on it. I thought this was kind of cool. It's a good way. There's so many people who don't have dinner, family dinner, you know, like the family dinner they have on Blue Bloods. Everybody goes out and has, you know, kids get in the car and they go out and go to McDonald's, and the parents go to some other place, and there's no unity, and so this is kind of a
well. But also with the
nice
family make your own pizza night, it gets the whole family involved with not just sitting down and eating together, but the actual cooking process of it, which is great.
It's cool. Yeah, very cool. So good for her. Good example. Setting a good example. Here's another good example. Three cooks in prison have honed an award. They've become award-winning chefs. So this is a good thing. People go to prison. We all think they all become better prisoners. I mean, better crooks. Here's a guy that spent 10 years in prison, and he's now working with some of these people who are learning how to be chefs in prison, right? And so these are different stories of people who have launched their careers in the food industry after spending time in jail. So they learned how to smoke sausages, apparently. They use how the heck do they use toilet paper to smoke sausages? I'm trying to figure that one out. Anyway, interesting story in the New York Times with these cooks in focus. That's a kind of a hopeful thing, though, when you think about it. What do you do in prison? Hey, I learned how to be a chef.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
That time's good use.
Yep. All right, 59 past. This is good day.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.